share the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for senior night here live from Sydney High School as it's a boys-MAC matchup. The Sydney boys taking on the visiting BG Bobcats. Just a terrific game here in store tonight as Sydney right now in first place in the MAC standings, and they are looking to cruise into next week's playoffs, perhaps with that number one seed and possibly a home game. And we'll go through the whole MAC standings here on who might get into that Final Four, what the matchups might be. Really, really interesting as we come into the last week of the season. There's still a couple of games to play, and that really can affect things coming down the stretch. One of those games will be here tonight when the Sydney boys host the BG Bobcats. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches and players and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Had a really nice ceremony just a couple of minutes ago, honoring the 8 seniors that are on the floor here tonight for the Sydney boys team, and these guys are trying to get back to the MAC championship game. They've been there in recent years, and head coach Mike Frazee would like nothing more than to get back to Oneonta State on February 14th for the MAC boys championship. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. We'll continue to break it down here between Sydney and BG. Going to be a good one to cap off our week of 4 games here on CDO. A lot of fun for sure. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here live tonight on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal. It's all about you, and you can always go online, listen to any of the games that we've done here over the course of the season. Maybe you want to go back and listen to that thriller between Sydney and Unitigo, the boys' game on Tuesday night of this week. You can go back, listen, download that game anytime on our website. That's WCDOsports.com. While you're there, you might want to check out the WCDO Sports Podcast, brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. You can visit them online at VWOneonta.com or on Route 23, Southside in Oneonta. Stop there. We always update the podcast every Tuesday. And we try to give you the latest in the local sports news, whether it be standings, results from games, or games that we think coming up that that week might be ones that you might want to get out of the house for and go watch. And this time of year, I think we could do about a half an hour podcast instead of a 10-minute podcast, because it's just such a fun time of year, especially here in the MAC, as all the teams are starting to really fight for those last four spots. It's been a couple of weeks here of some good battles, but now we're down to the teams that can really get into that Final Four, and that's certainly always something that is interesting to see who is going to shake out, get those home games, the top seeds, and you just kind of go from there. So the sports podcast is also on our website at WCDOsports.com. Make sure to check that out when you go over there, because next week you're going to want to check out our schedule. Yes, we'll have a couple of regular season games to wrap up the schedule on Monday and Tuesday, but then we'll have the MAC semifinals, which will be on Thursday and Friday, and really what I'll be doing is trying to figure out what the best matchups for us to bring you will be. We'll put those up on our website, the times, the places, in case you want to go watch the ball games. But if you can't, some of them could be far away, Delhi, Green, maybe you don't want to travel down the roads, it might be an icy or cold night, stay in. You can always join us here on CDO. We'll be there to bring you all the action. And that's the way it's looking right now, is let's take a look at the boys' MAC standings. These are updated as of today. If the playoffs started right now, I think really that's the only way you can look at it. Sydney has a record of 8-1 coming into tonight's game. Delhi with a record of 8-1 coming into a Friday night game. Now, last night, the Unadilla Valley boys were in fourth place. They went over and took on Green, who's currently, or was, in third place. UV wins that game by about 7 points, so those two teams flip-flop. UV is now 8-2. They're in third place. Green is now 7-2. They fall to fourth place. And you can really, on the boys' side, only look at these top four, because the teams that are all tied for fifth, that's Unitigo, Walton, and BG, are all 4-5 right now. They're just too far out of the playoff picture in terms of being in the top four. So I think Unitigo, Walton, BG, Oxford, Harpersville, the teams that are kind of sniffing up there around that fifth, sixth place, their MAC chances of getting to the Final Four might be done, but they still need to win games for sectionals and try to get the best seedings that they can. Now, if you're looking to get into the top four, of course, Sydney, Delhi, UV, and Green. That's 1-4 right now. If the playoffs started right now today, that means Green would travel to take on Sydney, and it would mean UV would travel to take on Delhi. And those are some very interesting matchups. The two winners from those contests will meet on February 14th at Oneonta State to decide the MAC championship. Now, Unadilla Valley, of course, is last year's champion on the boys' side. They would love nothing more than to get back there and defend their title. I'm sure they lost one of their top scorers. He actually moved down to Florida, and David Dufresne. I think UV has a little chip on their shoulder. They are trying to prove that they can do it without a guy who put up 25 a night. They have had a very nice balanced scoring attack all season long. Went over and pulled off a nice victory against Green last night. UV now 8-2, Green 7-2. So again, if the playoffs started today, it would be Green coming to Sydney, UV traveling to Delhi. And I don't envy anybody who has to go over to Delhi. They're a very strong, scrappy team, and to get them on their home floor in their new gym, that's going to be a tough task for anybody that has to go over there. That is for sure. And just like it's going to be tough to come into Sydney's home floor, this is a place where the Warriors feel very comfortable, and they want to get a few more games here as well. As this is their senior night, they don't want this to be the last time they're playing here. They're hoping they get to play here for the MAC finals, or the MAC semifinals, excuse me, as well as maybe a home sectional game, depending on how the seedings work out. But the thing that really throws a kink into the works here, folks, for these top four teams, they have to play each other a couple times before the season is done, and that's even next week. You look at Delhi and Green. They're going to play each other early next week, so that could really throw a wrench into things. I still think that the top four is set in terms of those four teams are going to be there, but the matchups could change based on that Delhi-Green game. And, of course, Sydney has to go over on Wednesday of next week and play Oxford, and UV has to play Bainbridge-Guilford as well next week. So any of those games I still think are up in the air and could really throw a wrench into the works. Say Sydney loses, that could flip-flop on what team they might be getting, if they get a home game or not. That is still all up in the air. So these games are certainly not throwaways. They are all must-wins at this point, and I bet that head coach Greg Warren for BG and head coach Mike Brzee are very aware of that. here for Sydney. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about the MAC standings and get you set for this MAC boys matchup tonight here between BG as they come up Route 7 to take on the Sydney Warriors. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live Tri-Town Basketball tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live here tonight on WCDO, I'm Nate Lowell. It's going to be a fun one on boys MAC action tonight here on the basketball court as BG travels up the road to take on Sydney. This is kind of just like Tuesday night when we said, hey, sometimes you can throw out the records between Sydney and Unitigo when we had that contest. I think the same can be said about Sydney and BG. These are schools that are only separated, you know, by, I don't know, 6-7 miles here, right down Route 7. The kids all know each other. They've grown up playing against each other or with each other on travel teams, whether it be soccer or basketball or baseball, softball for the girls. So they all know each other, and it's all kind of a fun rivalry. And anytime you play one of those neighboring schools, you want to have the bragging rights for the following year. And, you know, BG started off the year, looked like they were searching for their own identity. They started off playing in a tournament with some Class D schools, struggled a little bit early in the year over in a tournament in Milford. Of course, we know how good Milford is this year. We've had them on CDO. And it looked like they were just struggling to find out exactly what the team was made of, what the pieces, as they put them together, were going to add up to. I think they've done a real nice job to be 4-5 in the MAC, tied for fifth place right now. That's, I think, a win-win for this BG team. They have figured it out. They've had some close ball games, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see what they can do here tonight against a very good Sydney team sitting in first place. I think if you're the Warriors, you have to be a little nervous. This is not a game that you can just brush off and say, okay, this one, you know, we're 8-1, they're 4-5, so this is an automatic win for us. I don't think Sydney can do that, and I'm sure that head coach Mike Brzee and some of the senior leaders here on this Sydney team are certainly well aware of that. But we've seen Sydney come out a few times this year and get right off the bat running and gunning and playing some great defense, getting steals, turnovers, having a lot of energy. We've seen them other times where they've had sluggish starts to ball games and they've had to close them out at the end, but I'm sure that head coach Mike Brzee would love to see a fast run-and-gun start here tonight with some good energy, and I think a lot of that starts with Nick Mino, one of the seniors, as well as Wyatt McKee, them helping to set the tone here for Sydney. On the other side for BG, they have some guys as well that need to get it going early and often. I think that starts with senior forward Ryan Jones. He's a force down low. The matchup tonight between Jones of BG and McKee of Sydney is certainly going to be a great one to watch, as those are two guys who can do it on the glass, clean up, get the rebounds, put it in. And I think Nick Mino, of course, as we talked about for Sydney, is the guard to watch. There's a couple of guards for BG to watch as well. Zach Smith, the senior guard, has played very well for the Bobcats, as well as Bailey Green, kind of a guard-forward combo player there. He was one of our all-purpose players when we saw BG defeat Harpersville a couple of weeks ago down the road at BG. And Trevor Hallequist, he's just a freshman guard, but he's playing very, very well so far this year. He's also a three-point threat, and BG can shoot it well from the outside. So can Sydney. So we might see, heck, we might see another game like last Friday night where Afton and Walton combined to hit 24 three-pointers. Never really seen a game that had that many threes in it, but certainly it was a lot of fun. We might see something similar here tonight. If either of these teams can get hot early and often, that would certainly be fun to see. So BG and Sydney, going to be a great matchup here tonight. BG wearing the navy blue with the white trim, says Bobcats across the chest there. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon, says Sydney across the front of the uniform there in the maroon lettering. All right, we're going to take one last quick break so we can fit in the national anthem. We'll come back. We'll have your starting lineups here tonight for Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford boys MAC basketball tonight. Sydney comes in 8-1 in the league, and BG comes in with a record of 4-5 in the MAC standings. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to live high school basketball here on Friday night on WCDO.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight, live from Sydney High School, as we get set for live high school basketball tonight between Sydney and BG in a boys MAC matchup. Let's do the Sydney starting lineup. They go with all seniors here on senior night. It's a senior wearing number 2, Nick Mino. Brandon Bissett wearing number 3. Number 5, Anthony Ruling. Number 14, Wyatt McKee. Number 33, Trey Larson. Again, all seniors here tonight for Sydney. For BG, senior wearing number 5, Adam Bowerly. Senior wearing number 11, Bailey Green. Sophomore wearing number 13, Sean Jones. A senior wearing number 20, Ryan Jones, and a senior wearing number 23, Zach Smith. Greg Warren, the head coach for BG, Mike Brzee for Sydney. Let's jump it up at half court. It'll be Let's see, Billy Green for BG, and it will be Trey Larson here for Sydney. Sydney going right to left, BG left to right. Sydney wins the opening tip, and Nick Mino in the home whites with the maroon trim brings it down. A 2-3 zone for BG to start things off. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim here tonight. Backdoor pass looking for Anthony Ruling on that right side, off his fingertips out of bounds. And Bainbridge will have the ball as that one goes out of play, and the Bobcats will have their first possession of the evening here. Sydney coming with a press to start things off. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Anthony Ruling. BG will have another chance here to inbounds right in front of the Sydney student section. A little whiteout action here tonight by the students. They get the ball into Adam Bowerly. Bowerly looking to bring it up the floor, going left to right. Only about 3 seconds left. They got to get it over the timeline here. Here's Bailey Green. There's a 10-second count, and the Sydney press does a nice job to cause the turnover. BG could not get it to half court in 10 seconds, so an automatic turnover there. I don't think they were quite aware of the time after that ball was tipped out of bounds on the opening possession. And so here is Sydney going right to left. Here's Mino on the left side for Brandon Bissette for Ruling. Ruling into the corner for Mino. Inside for Wyatt McKee. Dribble drive. He's fouled. And he'll get to go to the line. Wyatt McKee from the right block gets fouled by BG's Sean Jones. And heading to the line is Wyatt McKee. So McKee steps to the line looking for his first 2 points of the night. McKee misses from the line on the first shot. Second one coming here for Sydney. Still a scoreless ball game as we get going. 7:20 to go, first quarter. Here live tonight on CDO from Sydney High School. Second shot for McKee is in. So Wyatt McKee, his first point of the night. Sydney has a 1-0 lead, and again, they come with this press. And this time, it's broken by BG as they go left to right. Here's Sean Jones looking to work it back out. Another turnover there is BG couldn't handle it, but they'll steal it right back here with Zach Smith. All the way to the pin. Shot there for Ryan Jones is knocked away. Sydney comes up with the loose ball. Wyatt McKee came over and just got a piece of it as Jones let the shot go. And Sydney back the other way going right to left against a 2-3 zone here for BG. For Anthony Ruling, now top of the key for Mino. Mino back for Ruling. Thought about a three-pointer. Kicked it back out for Mino. Dribble drive. Steps in. Bang. Nick Mino with a shot from the foul line. Puts it home. It's 3-0. Sydney on top. And now a steal by Mino off the press. Throws it up. He looked like he wanted some contact there and was just trying to draw the foul. He missed the shot. And BG picks up the rebound back the other way. And here is Bailey Green setting up against the Sydney man-to-man. BG looking like they're having a little trouble running their offense, recognizing exactly what this defense is here at the moment. And now this is a travel by Sean Jones as he tried to get into the paint there and dribble for BG to get to the hoop. And so the Bobcats struggling to find some rhythm here in the early going. 6:15 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 3-0 here on senior night, live from Sydney High School. Mino brings the ball down the right wing. Still a 2-3 zone for BG. Here's Brandon Bissette. Good to see him in action. He was hurt earlier in the year. A leftover injury from football season. Great to see him all recovered and back out on the floor here just in time for the end of the regular season and into the MAC playoffs next week. 6:04 to go, first quarter. Sydney inbounding from the left block underneath their own basket. Trey Larson goes up, misses the shot, but he's fouled. Couldn't really get the shot off as this will be a foul on Ryan Jones, his first for BG team second, and Larson will go to the line. And so Jones is going to have his hands full tonight for BG down low. He's going to have to deal with Wyatt McKee and Trey Larson, two guys standing 6'3". Trey Larson hits the first shot, and Sydney takes a 4-0 lead. This press has really caused some problems in the early going for the Bobcats. Good move by Sydney to come out in that. Second shot coming for Larson, off the mark, no good, but Sydney hustles down the rebound with Brandon Bissette. And now for Nick Mino. Mino setting up the offense here, directing traffic, gets it back from Ruling. Three ball for Mino, it's good. Mino has 5 points, and that one was pure. Nothing but net there for Nick Mino. They lead 7-0 now over visiting BG. Here's Bowerly passing it across for BG for Ryan Jones and up top for Bailey Green. Green, top of the key, is getting some pressure here from Ruling. Man-to-man for Sydney, and now we'll have a foul on Anthony Ruling as Bailey Green was dribble driving towards the hoop. Well, we saw Bailey Green have an excellent game against Harpersville about 3 weeks ago. Was just nailing him from downtown. Was our all-purpose player as Fiji won that contest 57-50 over visiting Harpersville. So BG gets the ball in from the left block underneath their own basket. Here's Adam Bowerly. Back out for Sean Jones and into the corner for Ryan Jones. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 7-0. And for Sean Jones, top of the key. Jones skips across the zone. Back for Ryan Jones. Three ball is no good off the mark. Zach Smith down with the rebound there for BG, and they have a fresh shot clock to work with. And it looks like they'll try to set up the offense and run it through. And here is Ryan Jones on the right side. Finds the cutter, Bowerly. Bowerly at the foul line. Back for Zach Smith. Tries to drive to the 10, up and in. First points of the night for BG come from Zach Smith. Nice floater in the lane. Gets it to go, and it's 7-2 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the ball going right to left. Here's Mino at half court. Just crosses the big Sydney S here in the middle of the floor for the Warriors. Hands the ball off to Brandon Bissett right side. Now for Mino. Dumps one in for McKee. Back to Ruling. Three ball left side. This one rattles out. Boy, that one looked like it was about to go down and then popped out. BG with the rebound, and here comes Zach Smith. Smith to the left side. Off for Adam Bowerly. Still man-to-man here for Sydney. Outside for Ryan Jones. Misses the shot, follows it up, gets to the glass, and misses the right-handed layup. Boy, Jones did everything textbook right there, including following the shot, and then just couldn't finish. Nick Mino back the other way. Floater in the lane, no good. Wyatt McKee the rebound, and he'll kick it back out for Mino. Mino got in with a little finger roll floater there, and it just wouldn't go down. Back out for Ruling, left side, as Sydney has a fresh shot clock. Here's McKee, left side baseline. Still outside the three-point line. Skips it over for Mino, and that's good for three. And Mino has 8 points. He's got 8 of the 10 here so far tonight for Sydney. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Now a steal for the Warriors. Wyatt McKee onto the floor. He's tied up with Bailey Green. We'll have a jump ball, and possession arrow will keep it here with the Bobcats. And so Sydney going for the mass substitution here, bringing in some other of their senior class. They'll bring in Kyle McMillan as well as Tom Hoskins into the game, as well as Riley Howland here for the Warriors. Good to see all the seniors get in here in the first quarter on senior night. 3:30 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 10-2. BG struggling here with the man-to-man to start things off. Here's Adam Bowerly, left side. Dribble drive for Zach Smith, off the glass, no good. Ruling just got a fingertip on it, really altered the shot. Nice job, and back the other way come the Warriors. Here's Mino, right side. Finds Ruling, back for Mino, skips it across for Kyle McMillan. McMillan and Mino. Little give and go back to Mino. Dribble drive, steps into the paint, shot is up and good. Mino's into double digits already, folks. He's got 10. And it's 12-2 now with 2:55 to go first quarter. Nick Mino off to a great start tonight here for Sydney. BG in the navy blue and the white trim here tonight going left to right. And here is Sean Jones. And we'll have a timeout here for BG head coach Greg Warren. He wants to talk things over. 2:47 to go first quarter. Boys MAC action tonight here from Sydney High School. And the Warriors on top on senior night 12-2. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, live from Sydney High School boys action tonight. Sydney leading 12-2 with 2:40 to go first quarter. Nick Mino of Sydney already with 10 points here for the Warriors. And up top for BG as they go left to right for Ryan Jones. Closely guarded here by Riley Howland of Sydney. Jones, a floater as the shot clock was about to expire, and it will be a shot clock violation, and Sydney will have possession here after the BG turnover. Jones was in the corner, thought about a three, went to the baseline, missed the shot, but it didn't draw iron, and so the shot clock violation. Here's Sydney going right to left. Here's Ruling top of the key for Tom Hoskins. Hoskins for Ruling as they work it around the zone for Mino. Back over to Ruling. And into the right side for Riley Howland. And back out for Mino. Little jumper left side. This one's short. And Riley Howland comes down with the rebound. Left-handed layup, no good. Both teams fighting for it there, and BG will come away. 1:55 to go, first quarter, and it's 12-2. Here come the Bobcats. Ryan Jones, dribble drive, and he actually gets the ball stuck in between the rim and the glass here, folks. And so that'll be a turnover, and the ball right back here to Sydney. Boy, that's the second time we've seen that this year. It's such a rare occurrence. As Jones was just driving in, went for the layup, and the ball actually got stuck between the rim and the cylinder and the glass. Second time we've seen that this year. Pretty cool to see. 12-2 with 1:40 to go, first quarter. Mino with the ball here for Sydney. BG and Sydney student sections with a good showing here tonight. A lot of cheers, a lot of chants, and some good signs as well. Here's Ruling. Turnaround shot, no good. Howland can't find the loose change on the rebound for Sydney. And the Bobcats will bring it down going left to right. And here is Bailey Green, top of the key. Green for Jones in the corner. And he really wants to try to get some points on the board here for BG, but being nicely shadowed here by Riley Howland. And here's Bailey Green back out for Smith. Top of the key, three ball off the rim, no good. And a rebound brought down by Kyle McMillan. And McMillan will get to half court here to set up the offense for the Warriors. Down to 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Sydney on top, 12-2. And here is Ruling, left side. Inside for Tom Hoskins. Turnaround shot is up and good. Tom Hoskins off the bench makes his first turnaround shot of the night, and it's 14-2. Sydney on top with 45 seconds to go in the corner. BG back the other way. Smith finds Ryan Jones. He puts it up and in, and he's got his first 2 points of the night, and it's 14-4 with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Mino left side as Sydney goes right to left. And McMillan outside the three-point line. Inside for Riley Howland. He gets tied up there, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession will go back to BG. Nice job by Bailey Green to get his hands in there and tie up Riley Howland. And so now Zach Green will check into the game here for Anthony Ruling as some of the normal starting five here for the Warriors starting to check into the contest here tonight. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 14-4. BG with the ball. Crossing half court is Bailey Green. Bailey Green to the left side. Shot from downtown for Zach Smith. He puts it in, and Smith has a team-high 5 points. It's a 7-point ball game. 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Mino. Can he get a three off before the buzzer? Drives to the hoop, falls away, can't get the jumper to go, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter, and Sydney leads 14-7 here on their home floor. We'll be right back with the second quarter. Again, end of the first quarter, Sydney leads BG in boys MAC basketball action tonight, 14-7. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll step away. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here tonight, folks. Live from Sydney High School boys action. Sydney leads 14-7 over visiting Bainbridge Guilford. And Sydney has put in their normal starting five. So Alex Hoskins, Zach Green are in there now as well with Mino and McKee and Larson. BG sticking with their starting five as well. Here is McKee into the paint. Thought about a pump fake, now sent it out for Mino from downtown, right side, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Sean Jones, and he's fouled. So on the floor right now for BG, Bowerly, Green, Sean Jones, Ryan Jones, and Zach Smith. So BG with the ball, and they get fouled on the rebound there by Zach Green. And so they'll have the ball underneath the basket. They'll have to go the length of the floor, going left to right. But again, Sydney bringing this press, and it's given BG some problems so far tonight. They just get it over the half-court line here, but then knocked away by Zach Green of Sydney. Green brings the ball up the floor, going right to left to set up the offense against the 2-3 zone here tonight for BG. 7:05 to go second quarter. It's still Sidney 14, BG 7. Boys basketball action here tonight. Here's Mino to the far side. Outside the three-point line, directing traffic. Skips the zone for Hoskins. Back up for Green. Three ball off the mark, no good. Ball comes down for Larson. He has his pocket picked. Knocked out of bounds. Possession stays here with the Warriors. And they have the fresh shot clock. 32 left on there. 6:50 to go, second quarter, and Mino will send the ball in. And again, Sidney looking to set up the offense. Zach Green, top of the key, getting some pressure now from Bailey Green. Hands one off here for Mino, and BG trying to be very aware of where Mino is when he's out in three-point land. Here's Alex Hoskins into the paint. Back out for Green. Stutter steps on the three. Back for McKee. 15 to go on the shot clock. McKee to the hole, up and in. Wyatt McKee now with 3 points. A nice dribble drive from the foul line. And Sidney leads 16-7 here early in the second quarter. 6:20 to go. BG in the royal blue, navy blue, excuse me, here tonight on the white trim. Going left to right. Here's a drive to the hole for Ryan Jones. He's fouled. Let's see who gets it. It's going to be Hoskins or McKee here. And this will be on Alex Hoskins, his first foul since checking into the ball game. So 6:15 to go, second quarter, and stepping to the line here is Ryan Jones. Jones, a senior here, forward for BG, had a very nice season so far. First shot is up and in for Jones. He's got 3 points. So Zach Smith with 5, Ryan Jones with 3 for a total of 8 here for BG. They trail 16-8, early part of the second quarter. Second shot is up and good here for Ryan Jones, so he has 4 to start tonight to lead BG. Nick Mino already in double figures for Sidney. He has 10. He brings the ball up the floor here for the Warriors. Left side. Mino outside the three-point line. Kicks it down low to McKee. Shot is knocked away there as McKee tried to go up with it. BG comes away with the ball. So it's 16-9 as BG going left to right. They'll try to get into double digits here on this possession for Bowerly. Bowerly right side and up top for Bailey Green against the man-to-man of Sidney. Skips across for Jones again. Dribble drive to the hole. They'll say he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. He tried to drive right side baseline out of play. And possession back to Sidney. 5:44 to go, second quarter. 16-9 the score, and Sidney will bring it down going right to left. And here is Nick Mino crossing half court. BG's going to go to the bench and bring in Kyle Hanvey as well as Dylan Moffitt at the next whistle. Top of the key for Mino, for Hoskins into the corner, for Trey Larson. Skips the zone back across for Mino. Good ball movement. Far side for Zach Green. Off the mark, no good. BG pulls down the rebound. Another one for Bailey Green. And the senior guard brings it up the floor here for the Bobcats. Green into the corner now for Ryan Jones. Closely guarded here by Wyatt McKee in the man-to-man. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Sidney leads 16-9 here with 5 minutes to go before halftime. Mino with a steal now for Sidney. Tries to pass it across for Hoskins, and it's broken up. And BG will come back the other way. Down the floor for Ryan Jones. And BG hanging around in this ballgame, only trailing by 7 at the moment, despite Sidney having a hot start shooting the ball here tonight. And here is Sean Jones for Bowerly. Bowerly out towards half court will bring it in now, left side, as BG goes left to right. Dribble drive for Bailey Green, 15 on the shot clock, puts up a jumper at the foul line, no good. McKee is there to sky up for the rebound. And here's Mino going right to left. Brings it down on offense here for Sidney, setting up shop at his own offensive end. Mino with the ball, passes right side for Green to the high post for Wyatt McKee. Nice bounce pass down low for Trey Larson, up and in. Great pass there on the back door from McKee to Larson. He finishes, and now it's 18-9. And now a steal for Sidney on the press. Alex Hoskins goes in for the layup, but he's quickly fouled before he can get the shot off by Bailey Green. We'll have a whistle. 4:13 to go here in the second quarter. BG's going to take a timeout. Sidney leads 18-9. We'll step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live Tri-Town Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family-owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:13 to go, second quarter, live here tonight from Sydney High School. Boys MAC basketball action between Sydney and BG. The Warriors lead the Bobcats 18-9. So BG trying to get back into this ball game. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim here tonight. BG in the navy blue with the white trim. And let's see what Sydney does here as they just picked up a foul on the last possession as Alex Hoskins drove to the hoop for the Warriors. So they'll get it at the left block to bring it in to start things off. So the Warriors with the ball going right to left as they get it in from the baseline. Down low to Wyatt McKee. Left block, turnaround, up and under, off the glass and in. Great footwork there by McKee on the turnaround. He has five. And now another steal for Sydney on the press. Zach Green to the hole. He's fouled. Couldn't get the layup to go. And he'll go to the line here as Sydney leads 20-9 with 3:55 to go second quarter. Trevor Hallequist is going to check into the game for the first time here tonight for BG. He's just a freshman, but we've seen him play very well so far this year for the Bobcats. As Zach Green heading to the line looking for his first points of the night here for the Warriors. Sydney leading 20-9, looking to add to it. First shot rattles out. Hit the rim four different times, I kid you not, folks, before falling out. And second shot coming here for Zach Green, the 5'10 junior wearing number 22. Here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Second shot is up and through for Zach Green. He had four three-pointers in that win over Unitego the other night and played great defense on Tanner Winchester of Unitego. So Sydney leads 21-9, and now another steal by Hoskins. Nice pass ahead for Mino. Mino to the basket, left-handed layup, no good. Tried a little spin move and just got his bearings off a little bit, but Trey Larson is there to put it in off the Mino miss. So 5 points now for Larson, and Sydney leads 23-9 with 3.5 to go before the half. Here's Hallequist to half court. Gets it across, and a steal for Sydney. Here comes Green, trying to go coast to coast. He's fouled as he goes to the line. To shoot two as he can't get the layup to go. And so some great defense here on the press with 3:23 to go second quarter. It's 23-9, Sydney looking to add to it. So between Mino, Hoskins, and Green, they are just swarming the ball when it gets to half court. BG having some issues. So Green to the line. First shot is through this time. So that's the last three possessions. It's been pretty tough for BG to get it across half court. Adam Bowerly is going to come back in for Trevor Hallequist. And Zach Green to shoot his second shot for Sydney. This one is up and through. So Green now with 3 points, and Sydney ups their lead 25-9 with 3:23 to go second quarter. And again, here comes the press for the Warriors. And Hoskins almost another steal, almost took it away there from Bowerly. Ball knocked out of bounds and will remain with Bainbridge-Guilford. Kyle Hanvey to inbounds the ball here for the Bobcats. Hanvey throws it in to Bowerly. Went right through his hands. He's able to corral it, though. Gets it to half court. Ahead for Zach Smith. Smith tries to find Sean Jones on the far side. It's tipped out of bounds and will stay here with BG. 3:15 to go, second quarter. 25-9. Sydney on top of visiting BG. Here in the MAC tonight, boys action. They get it inside for Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt underneath the basket. Turnaround shot off the glass. This one no good for Moffitt. Wyatt McKee pulls down the rebound and passes one out for Nick Mino. Mino across for Trey Larson. Larson wants that three, but just good defense there in the 2-3 zone by Moffitt. Had a hand in the face. Now back for Hoskins as they work it around as Sydney goes right to left. Here's Hoskins for Trey Larson, and this one just off the mark. And now Zach Green chasing it back, but it'll be a backcourt violation as Larson tried to toss one back over for Zach Green. And just a little miscommunication. He tried to chase it towards half court, but couldn't get there in time. Sydney leads 25-9, 2:45 to go before halftime. Dylan Moffitt gets the ball in here for BG, and he is right on the line in front of the Sydney bench, had nowhere to go, was trying to toe the line. Really had trouble not falling over and into the Sydney bench there, as he really just didn't have a lot of room to work with. I give him credit for keeping his balance there. So 2.5 minutes to go before the half, and Sydney leads 25-9 here over visiting BG. Here's Hoskins to the hole, kicks it out. And now for Zach Green, jumper from the elbow, right side, off the mark, no good. Ball is on the floor, BG's going to come away with it with Dylan Moffitt. Nice job to track down that rebound, but he lost it to Zach Green. Green to the hole, missed it. Left-handed layup was no good. Hoskins puts it in, and it'll go to the line. right-handed layup goes down for Alex Hoskins, his first 2 points of the night, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. 27-9, Sidney on top, and BG continues to go to the bench. Bailey Green will now come in for Zach Smith, who goes over to take a breather. He has 5 points. And so Hoskins will go to the line, looking to add to the Sidney lead. And to complete the three-point play, this one off the back rim, no good. But Wyatt McKee, the rebound, up off the glass, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but was fouled there by Sean Jones. 2:12 to go, second quarter. Sidney on top, 27-9, and Wyatt McKee with 5 points, looking to add to it here. So some good balanced scoring. Mino with 10, McKee with 5, and Larson with 5. Make that 6 for McKee. Hoskins with 2, that's Tom Hoskins. Alex Hoskins with 2, and Zach Green with 3 to round out the scoring for Sidney. On the other side, Ryan Jones with 4, and Zach Smith with 5 so far for the BG Bobcats. So 2:12 to go, second quarter. Second shot coming here for Wyatt McKee. McKee's shot is through there for Sidney. So McKee now with 7 points. 2:10 to go, second quarter, and it's 29-9, the lead here for Sidney. And here is Bowerly going left to right. Still, this man-to-man has been just swarming tonight for Sidney against Bainbridge-Guilford. Stepping in is Bailey Green, and we'll have a travel call there as he tried to get the pass off from Sean Jones. Turnover, and it goes back to Sidney with 1:57 to go. And Sidney goes to the bench. Kyle Smith comes in, and Trevor Dutton as well. And boy, Kyle Smith had a great end of the contest the other night, had some big minutes against Unitigo, and got a bucket to go late in that ball game. Really helped out as Sidney was able to defeat Unitigo 51-44. Top of the key here for Kyle Smith. Skips across the zone for Mino, inside for Larson. Larson turnaround shot sandwiched in between two players. Wanted the contact, didn't get it. Clean block there from BG. Back the other way with Zach Smith. Smith going left to right here. Outside of the three-point line. Hands one off for Sean Jones. Jones up top for Bailey Green. Green back for Bowerly. So we come up on 15 on the shot clock. Here's Smith, drives to the hole, up and in. Zach Smith now has 7 points, a team high for BG. That gets them into double figures. 29-11, Sidney on top of visiting BG. And here is Kyle Smith going right to left here for Sidney. Smith to the far side for Dutton. Back to Smith for Trey Larson. As we're under a minute to go before halftime here, live from Sidney High School tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Here's Larson for Mino, left side, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. BG with the rebound, 45 ticks to go on the clock before our Marabito Energy Products halftime show. And a shot here from Bailey Green from three-point land, no good. Mino the rebound, Sidney looking to run, ahead for McKee to the hoop, and he gets fouled there by Ryan Jones. And then those two having a quick word. Ryan Jones and Wyatt McKee coming together there as it was a pretty hard foul. I think it was just two athletic guys going up for one on defense, one on offense, and they just came together. That happens from time to time. 34 seconds to go. Second quarter, and McKee will go to the line. Sidney leading 29-11. So McKee to the line, waiting for the first shot. ZipRecruit is waiting for everybody to take a deep breath there. McKee to the line. First shot is up and in for Wyatt McKee. So he now has 8 points. McKee to the line for the second shot as Sidney leads 30-11. And it's in for Wyatt McKee. He now has 9 points with 30 seconds to go here before the half. Sidney still in the full court press. Bailey Green brings it up ahead for Adam Bowerly. He's going to try to go all the way to the hole, knocked away. Somehow Jones comes away with it there to save it for BG with 20 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here's Bowerly, top of the key for BG. Bowerly tries to get to the hole, knocks it back out for Bailey Green. Three-pointer with 10 seconds left, up and in. Bailey Green, his first point of the night, buries a three, and it's 31-14. Now Mino to the far side for Dutton from three-point land. Trevor Dutton at the buzzer for Sidney. Nails the three-pointer, and the Warriors go into half, leading 34-14. Nice play there as Sidney brought it down the floor. Mino gets the ball to Dutton, who buries a deep three from the right baseline, And at the half, the Sydney Warriors leading the BG Bobcats 34-14. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight here on CDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell with you here at halftime from Sydney High School as the Sydney boys here on senior night with a big lead at halftime, 34-14 over visiting BG. I don't think it was because of BG playing poorly necessarily. Sydney just shooting very well, and the full court press has been a big help here tonight for Sydney as they've created some easy turnovers and some easy layups from that. As BG, once they get to that half-court trap area, that has been very tough for them to deal with here tonight. Welcome into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito delivers energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, another cold time of year here, and a perfect time of the year to call Marabito and make sure your house is nice and toasty warm. Again, 563-HEAT, call Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So 34-14 at the half, Sydney on top. Let's go through the scoring summary here. First tonight for BG at the half, Bailey Green with 3 points, Ryan Jones with 4, and Zach Smith with a team-high 7. So balanced scoring, but BG looking for some more contributions from some of their starting five here. Bowerly and Jones held off the score sheet in the first half, but did a lot of nice things. Bowerly had some very good passes that set up Ryan Jones down low, and BG just having a little trouble. They have had some shots that were in close, just couldn't go down. Some nice shots in the paint, and sometimes you just have nights like that. So I'm sure that head coach Greg Warren is just telling his guys, hey, if they're going to continue to have the press and the man-to-man, we just have to deal with it, run through the offense, look for the options, and try to finish when we get the opportunity. Scoring summary for Sydney, Nick Mina with a game-high 10 points here, all in the first quarter pretty much, as he is off to a hot start here tonight for the Sydney Warriors. Trevor Dutton with that three at the buzzer, which gives Sydney this 34-14 lead, a sophomore off the bench. Alex Hoskins with 2 points here for Sydney tonight. Wyatt McKee with 9. Tom Hoskins with 2. Zach Green with 3. Trey Larson with 5. So excellent balanced scoring here tonight for the Sydney Warriors and head coach Mike Brzee. Nick Mino doing a nice job. Sydney starting and got in all of their seniors. They have 8 of them. in that first quarter and into the second quarter as well. And I thought Mino did a nice job of setting everybody up, making sure the offense ran very smoothly. BG came out in that 2-3, and I thought everybody got some good looks, too. All the way from Riley Howland getting a nice rebound and a putback. Of course, Anthony Ruling with a missed three-pointer, but certainly getting some shot opportunities for everybody out on the floor here tonight for Sydney as they lead 34-14 at the half. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about the MAC standings. Oh, and just to get this in, Sydney JV, another nice win here tonight for the JV boys, winning 66-31. I'm telling you, folks, if you get a chance, come out and watch this Sydney JV team before they're up on varsity, because a lot of fun to watch. Going to be a bright future here in the next couple of years for Sydney boys basketball, that's for sure. All right, we'll take this break. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Gifford's, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Piper Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We get set for the second half. We'll take one more break, but just wanted to bring it back and talk a little bit more about the MAC standings. Also, if you're looking for games next week, check out WCDOsports.com. Before we set up shop with the MAC playoffs, we're going to do two more games next week, one on Monday involving the BG boys, as they're going to travel up to take on Gilbert's Fillmount Upton. That's a Tri-Valley versus MAC matchup. So we'll be up there as the BG boys will have a non-conference matchup with GMU. We'll have that for you on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we'll have the BG girls traveling over to take on Unadilla Valley. And that should be a good matchup as well. Important games for the BG girls, as they're currently in second place now in the MAC standings for the girls. So let's quickly, again, in case you missed it in our pregame show, the boys top four right now. Sydney, number one. Delhi, number two. UV, number three. Green, number four. UV beat Green last night, so they jumped up over. UV jumps up over Green. So if the playoffs started today, it would be UV at Delhi and Green at Sydney. Of course, that could all change by next week. That's why you're going to want to stay tuned to WCDOsports.com. All right, one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the third quarter here, folks, between Sydney and BG, live tonight here from Sydney High School. Sydney goes left to right to start this third quarter in the home whites with the maroon trim, and BG in the navy blue tonight with the white trim. And the Sydney Warriors going up against this 2-3 zone, again in the white with the maroon trim. Inside shot for Wyatt McKee, left block as they lob it up over the zone, and he puts it in. McKee now has 11 tonight for the Sydney Warriors. So Sydney leads 36-14, start of the third quarter here tonight, live from Sydney High School. Great student sections here from BG coming up the road to support their guys, and Sydney in a little whiteout action here tonight as well. Zach Smith with a dribble drive here for BG. His shot is off the mark, and Sydney with a rebound. Wyatt McKee outlet pass here for Nick Mino. Mino down the right wing, setting up shop here. Mino top of the key, far side for Ruling. As Ruling is back into the contest here, this is the starting five they went with tonight, all seniors. Here's Brandon Bissett, foul line, jumper is good. Brandon Bissett says, hey, I'll take it. Two goes down, and it's 38-14. Shots falling tonight here for Sydney. Going right to left, here's BG. Adam Bowerly, top of the key, receives a pass there from Ryan Jones. Back to Bowerly. Dribble drive off the rim. No good. Rebound for McKee. And a couple of possessions here for BG in the second half. Just one and done is McKee really doing a nice job on the glass. Here's Sydney going left to right. Mino top of the key for Ruling. Far side. Ruling skips the zone. Back across for Bissett. Off the rim. No good. McKee skies for the rebound. Puts it up and in. McKee now with 13. That's a game and team high. And Sydney leads 40-14. It'll be a timeout on the floor, but we'll keep it right here as Sydney leads 40-14, as I just said, 6:10 to go here third quarter, and head coach Greg Warren would like a timeout here for the BG Bobcats. And this is just a learning moment here for BG as they working against this press. This is something they could see, you know, later next week and some of their final contests here for the rest of the season, as well as into sectionals. This is a team that, you know, could go for Class C, get a lower seed, have to travel somewhere and play one of the top seeds, and they will have to learn how to break this press and deal with this pressure. And, boy, if you're Sydney, the pressure really seems to work. A lot of quick guards, and it certainly has worked here for them tonight, as it really seems to give them energy as well. They feed off of this a little bit. 6:10 to go third quarter. It's 40-14. BG looking to inbound the ball again against this press here tonight for Sydney. Pretty much a man-to-man full-court press. So Sydney not afraid to use their quickness and their abilities. So here's BG going right to left. Bringing up the floor for Sean Jones and now for Bowerly. Nice cut to the hoop. Back out for Zach Smith. Smith out top for Jones and he hits the three. Sean Jones buries it for BG from the right side and it's 40-17. Sydney on top. 5:50 to go third quarter. Here's Nick Mino. Backdoor pass for McKee. Pump fakes up and in. Great pass from Mino to McKee. And McKee now has 15 with 5:35 to go third quarter. 42-17 the score. Bobcats with the ball going right to left in the navy blue and the white trim. Again, here's Jones. Kicks it back out for Ryan Jones from Sean Jones. Ryan Jones drives to the hoop. That's going to be a charge as Trey Larson takes the contact, goes to the floor. Nice job to set his feet. And, boy, Ryan Jones came in there full speed, and that takes some guts. Nice job by Trey Larson to take that hit and take the charge there. 5:25 to go third quarter, 42-17 the score. And here comes Nick Mino down the floor. And again, I can't say enough what a great play that was by Trey Larson to take that charge. And now the ball intercepted here by BG. And here comes Zach Smith down the floor, right side. Smith with the ball. Far side again for Jones. Steps out for three. This one off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Anthony Ruling of Sydney. Ruling crosses half court, looks for the traffic behind him. Bailey Green was coming full speed for the steal, and it was knocked out of bounds, but last off of Bailey Green, and possession will stay with Sydney. So Ruling will inbounds the ball and pass it off here for Nick Mino. Mino setting it up here for Sydney on the offense as BG now still in the 2-3 zone, but trying to be a little more active about it. Here's Ruling. Step in. Jumper is good. Anthony Ruling, his first 2 points of the night. He buries a shot from the elbow, and BG brings it up the floor. They trail 44-17 with 4.5 to go, third quarter. Zach Smith all the way to the tin. He's fouled. Can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line. Update you on the team foul situation here with 4:35 to go, third quarter. Pretty clean start to the quarter. That is just the first team foul on Sydney. Also one on BG as well. So Zach Smith with a team high 7 points. The senior guard steps to the line. First shot is up and in for Zach Smith, who I think has really come into his own this season and seems to have a lot more confidence than he did at the beginning of the year and is really shooting the ball well at this time of the year for the Bobcats. Second shot is off the mark, no good, and Brandon Bissett pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass for Mino down the right side. Mino pulls up, stops, gets it for McKee in the lane, and he gets the floater to go. And McKee now has 17 tonight here for Sydney. They lead 46-18 with 4:15 to go, third quarter, and still the press is on here for Sydney. And here is Bailey Green up the floor, and Ryan Jones gets there. Left side all the way to the tin. Couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. He'll go to the line. Boy, Ryan Jones is not afraid to go to the rim with authority. This time, he's fouled by Nick Mino. And so Ryan Jones to the line, the senior forward with 4 points, looking to add to it here for the Bobcats. First shot coming up and good for Ryan Jones. He now has 5. Alex Hoskins and Zach Green into the ballgame here for Bissett, as well as Ruling, with 4:10 to go, third quarter. 46-19 the score. Sydney on top of visiting BG, and boys, Mac action tonight. Second shot from the foul line. Rattles out McKee with the rebound. Ryan Jones couldn't get it to go down. McKee picks up the loose change, and now we'll pass one off for Mino. Ahead now for McKee. And BG trying to bring some trap pressure at half court. McKee passes over it for Larson. Pulls up, can't get the jumper to go. And BG with the ball with 3:50 to go, third quarter. Sydney leads 46-19 over visiting BG. And here's Smith to the foul line. His jumper no good. And McKee pulls down the rebound. And Sydney going left to right in the white and maroon here tonight, bringing it down the floor. Here's Mino outside for Trey Larson. Pump fakes. Skips it across, looking for Zach Green. He saves it just before it goes out of bounds. Nice play there. Zach Green, top of the key, has his pocket picked, but Hoskins is there. Alex Hoskins back to Mino. Now to McKee, right side, as Sydney goes left to right. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Hoskins. Dribble drive, left-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Ryan Jones of BG. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Here's BG in the navy blue and the white tonight, going right to left. Top of the key, leaving one off for Adam Bowerly. Bowerly back out to Bailey Green, who has 3 points so far tonight for BG. Into the left corner. Now for Zach Smith. 2:55 to go, third quarter. BG looking to get some points up on the board. Bailey Green downtown. This one a little short. Rebound for Kyle Handy. Blocked out of bounds by Wyatt McKee. Possession will stay with BG with 9 on the shot clock. So Kyle Handy will inbound the ball at the left block here for the Bobcats. Hanvey looking to get it in, and he will, to Ryan Jones. Hanvey, the three-pointer from the right side, off the mark, no good after he inbounded the ball. They worked it around to him, couldn't get it to go. Here's Nick Mino down the other way. Right side shot, no good. Mino really got down the floor quickly there. Missed the shot. BG going right to left, down the left wing in transition. Here's Bowerly, top of the key. Bowerly, little crossover, back the other way, lost the handle, now kicks it back out for Bailey Green, 20 on the shot clock. Green, back out for Bowerly, still man-to-man here for Sydney, right side on the baseline for Hanvey, top of the key now for Bowerly, from downtown, shot is short, and McKee another rebound. Boy, Wyatt McKee is having a heck of a ball game here for Sydney. 17 points, and he has just been a beast on the glass tonight. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 46-19. McKee gets the ball at the high post, pulls up, jumper off the mark, no good. Hoskins comes out of nowhere and pulls down the rebound. Kicks it back out for Trey Larson. Fresh shot clock, down low to Hoskins, spin move, off the mark, no good. That's a shame because it was a great move. Back the other way, here's Smith all the way to the hole. Talk about a nice move. That gets Zach Smith the right-handed layup. He's into double figures. He's got 10 here tonight for BG. 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Sydney leads 46-21. Here's Alex Hoskins all the way to the rim, and he's fouled there by Zach Smith. Actually, they're going to call Ryan Jones for that foul as Smith and Jones tried to go up for the tag team block, and Hoskins in transition is fouled as he tried the left-handed layup. 1:27 to go, third quarter. It's 46-21. Hoskins to the line here for Sydney with 2 points on the night, and it's up and in. Hoskins now with three. Had a heck of a ball game as Sydney defeated Unitego on Tuesday night in a game we had here on CDO, 51-44. Hoskins, only a sophomore, has been pulled up here by head coach Mike Brzee and has played great all season. Second shot is off the mark, no good, but a rebound for Tom Hoskins, who's in the game. Brotherly love there. Back out for Mino. Floater is good, and Mino now with 12 points, his first basket of the second half. 1:15 to go, third quarter. Now a steal. Alex Hoskins back for Zach Green off the glass, in and he's fouled. Zach Green with 5 points, and he'll head to the line, and Sydney leads 51-21 with 1:10 to go, third quarter. And everything is clicking tonight here for the Sydney Warriors as Adam Bowerly will head to the bench and Wyatt McKee will step in for BG. First shot coming for Green. Tried to go for the three-point play. Couldn't get it to go. BG back the other way. Right at half court. Almost a backcourt violation, but BG's able to get it in. Down low, Zach Smith off the glass and good. Zach Smith with 12 points to lead the Bobcats. He's having an excellent game here tonight. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. It's 51-23. Sydney on top of visiting BG. Here's Zach Green, a jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound by Kyle Hanvey of the Bobcats. Bringing up the floor here for BG is Zach Smith. Got a team-high 12 points. Back off for Dylan Moffitt. Now for Bailey Green. Green, top of the key, behind the back dribble. Over for Smith. Smith, left side, step back, jumper off the mark, no good. Good-looking shot, though, from Zach Smith. Couldn't get it to fall. Mino with 20 seconds to go. Third quarter. Shot clock is off, brings it up the floor here for Sydney. They lead 51-23. Mino to the right side, across for Tom Hoskins. Back for Mino, and into the right corner for Zach Smith. They work it around for Alex Hoskins, for Wyatt McKee. 5 seconds left, Mino for three as they skip the zone. It's good! Nick Mino from downtown, that sounds the buzzer. He's got 15, and everything going right on senior night tonight here for the Warriors. 54-23, they lead after three. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. You're listening to live Tri-Town Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Start of the fourth quarter, live basketball here tonight. Boys MAC action from Sydney. Sydney on top, 54-23. And here is Zach Green stepping in as Sydney goes left to right. His shot right side, no good. Rebound there for Kyle Hanvey of the Bobcats. Outlet pass ahead for Bailey Green. He crosses half court here for BG. Crosses that big Sydney S at half court. Passes over for Kyle Hanvey. Right side baseline pull-up jumper. Rattles out. And the rebound for Trey Larson of Sydney. Outlet pass to Nick Mino. Mino in transition into the paint. Shot is good. Mino now with 17. So you got McKee and Mino, both seniors, with 17 apiece here tonight. BG back the other way with Kyle Hanvey. His shot off the mark, no good. Rebound for Dylan Moffitt, but he lost it. And Sydney back the other way again, going left to right. Mino for Tom Hoskins. Can't get the bucket to fall, but he's fouled. Tom Hoskins will go to the line here for Sydney with exactly 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 56-23 the score. The Warriors on top. Tom Hoskins, a very impressive young man, of course, was the quarterback here for this Sydney football team this past year as he gets the shot to go from the line. So Tom Hoskins with 3 points now. Hoskins next year has been accepted to King's College and plans to earn a 5-year accelerated physician's assistant degree. As he misses the second foul shot here, but he has a bright future ahead of him. And Sydney will kick the ball back out. Perfect for Zach Green. He nails a three from downtown. He's got 8 points. So that worked out in Sydney's favor, just as everything is seeming to here tonight, as the Warriors lead 60-23 with 6:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Dylan Moffitt down the right side into the right corner baseline, knocked away by Sydney. And Mino down the floor, left side to half court. Mino dribble drive, tries to go up, that's blocked away. Nice job by Alex DeGroat, but it's stolen right back here by Sydney. DeGroat of BG with an excellent block, but they get it back out for Sydney. Zach Green, shot is good, and Zach Green into double figures. He has 11. 2 3-pointers on back-to-back possessions there for Zach Green. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Another steal for Sydney at half court. And here's Hoskins, and this will be a travel on Tom Hoskins. So Trevor Dutton and Kyle Smith will check back in here tonight. And Nick Mino will go to the bench as well as Zach Green. I think that's probably the last time we'll see Mino tonight here. So congratulations to him on his senior game here tonight as he has 17 points. 63-23 with 6:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Bowerly, right side. Picked up his dribble, gets it back out for Dylan Moffitt. Moffitt with a nice drive and a shot, and it's in. Dylan Moffitt, a nice move, and just a jump stop. Got himself down on the right baseline and put it in. So it's 63-25. Sydney on top of BG. And here's Alex Hoskins all the way to the hole. Missed that shot. Alex DeGroat with the rebound. Hoskins tried to steal it back, but his foot was on the line as those two were wrestling and scrambling for it right underneath the basket. So BG will have the ball. Sydney no longer with the press here with 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. 63-25 the score. Sydney on top. Here's Zach Smith, a little jump stop of his own. Shot won't go down as he shot that one from the paint for BG. Back the other way for Sydney. Sydney going left to right, and the pass ahead here for the Warriors. And Hoskins back for Trey Larson. Into the corner, shot for Sydney's Trevor Dutton off the mark, no good. Trey Larson to the hole, he's fouled by Kyle Hanvey. And Larson will go to the line with 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Riley Howland is going to check back in, but he's coming in for Trey Larson. So he'll have to wait until Trey Larson has his free throws here from the charity stripe. So Sydney on top, 63-25. Larson to the line, his first shot is good. Rolls around the rim and falls. So Larson with 6. If you're a fan of BG, you'll want to join us next week on Monday. We have the BG boys traveling up to take on Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Second shot coming from Larson, no good. Rebound for Tom Hoskins. Tries to go up. He's blocked there by DeGroat. Ball on the floor. BG comes away. And on Tuesday of next week, we'll have the BG girls traveling to take on UV. So if you like the Bobcats, we'll have plenty of them next week here on CDO. Ball loose at half court. BG with possession going right to left. But Zach Smith is fouled by Sydney's Trevor Dutton at half court. We'll have a whistle. Trey Larson comes out of the game. As we said, Riley Howland comes in with 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and Sydney on top, 64-25. Here's the team foul situation at the moment, folks. BG with 5, Sydney with 3. So Kyle Hanvey will inbounds the ball in front of the whiteout student section here tonight as they take up pretty much one whole row of the bleachers over there for Sydney on the far side. They inbounds to Bailey Green. He has his pocket picked here by Alex Hoskins, goes the length of the floor. And let's see what the call is. They're going to count the bucket, and it'll be a hold. 4:52 to go, fourth quarter. so they will not count the bucket here. Looked like at first they were going to and send him to the line, and say they say it was on the floor. Foul there on Kyle Hanvey, and now as Sydney inbounds the ball to Trevor Dutton, he is fouled. So the score remains 64-25 with 4:50 to go fourth quarter. And now this will be the seventh team foul on BG, so Trevor Dutton will go to the line to shoot 1-1 as Kyle McMillan will come back into the game as well, a senior here for Sydney, as he will come in for Alex Hoskins. 4:50 to go, fourth quarter, and here's Dutton to the line. First shot is up on the 1-1, no good. Alex DeGroat off the bench. The rebound there for BG. He's got a couple of nice rebounds and a couple of nice blocks as well. Wearing number 34 here tonight, the junior for BG. Here's Zach Smith all the way to the hole, right side, no good. DeGroat, another rebound, but he's blocked off the bench there by Riley Howland, who just checked into the game. And now Sydney going left to right. Down the floor with Kyle Smith. Smith down the right side to half court. Passes off to Tom Hoskins. For Riley Howland, goes up. He's fouled and he'll go to the line. Can't get the hoop to go, though. 4:22 to go, fourth quarter. As Trevor Hallequist will check back into the game here for BG, the freshman, into the lineup. And here is Riley Howland, the 6'2 forward. A senior here tonight will step to the line. First shot is up and off the mark for Riley Howland. I got to say, I have a soft spot here for Riley. He plans to study radio and TV broadcasting at Cayuga Community College next year after he graduates here from Sydney High. Hopefully we'll see him in the business someday here, maybe here on CDO, hopefully. Second shot for Howland is off the mark, no good. BG pulls down the ball, and they'll go right to left, ahead with Zach Smith. Smith into the left wing corner, gets it back out for Hallequist. Far side for Kyle Hanvey. Pump fakes all the way to the 10, up and in. Kyle Hanvey puts it home. He's got 2 points. First two of the night there for the senior. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 64-27. And here comes Sydney with the ball going left to right. Kyle McMillan reverses it for Dutton. Back up for Kyle Smith. Smith steps in, back out for Dutton. For Riley Howland. Allen with the jumper off the mark, no good. Pulled down here by BG. Nice move by Zach Smith to get the block, and he'll bring it forward. It's Riley Allen tried to shoot that one from the right baseline. BG back the other way. Bailey Green can't get it to go. Hoskins with the rebound. That's Tom Hoskins, and ahead now for Kyle Smith. Smith to the left side, works it down low for Riley Allen, and back out. Sydney looking for the baseline. Back to Howland. He goes up. Can't get the layup to go. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for BG's Zach Smith. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 64-27. Top of the key. Far side for Bailey Green. Green, one-on-one here against Kyle Smith. Dribble drive, and he's fouled. Sydney's sticking with the man-to-man. That'll stop the clock with 2:58 to go, fourth quarter. Foul will be here on Kyle Smith, the sophomore who had a big bucket the other night against Unitego, and late in that fourth quarter when he got subbed into the game. Head coach Mike Brzee put him in a tough spot, and he was able to come up with a big bucket against the Spartans on the road. So BG will inbound the ball, right block underneath the basket. They'll get it in here for Bailey Green. Now for Kyle Hanvey, left side. Hanvey looking for Zach Smith down low. Smith with a team high, 12 points. Instead, they'll play it down for Alex DeGroat. Turnaround shot, no good. Sydney with the rebound from Riley Howland. And ahead now for Kyle McMillan going left to right. Picked up his dribble. Passes one ahead for Tom Hoskins. Cross pass. And going to the line here is Trevor Dutton. Tried to get off the shot, and it was knocked away there by Alex DeGroat. As that was McMillan, he just tried a little pull-up jumper from the foul line. Blocked out of play. 2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top on senior night here. They lead 64-27 on their home floor. Tom Hoskins gets the ball in and leaves it back off for Kyle Smith. Smith top of the key. BG still working in this 2-3 zone. Smith gets one back up here for Kyle McMillan. Far side for Trevor Dutton. See if McMillan, the senior, can get a bucket here as he's in the ball game. And now for Hoskins off the glass. No good for Tom Hoskins. Zach Smith pulls in the rebound. He'll bring it up the floor. 2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Zach Smith all the way to the 10, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line here for BG, looking to add to his team-high 12 points. Zach Smith with 12, Kyle Hanvey with 2, Ryan Jones with 5, Dylan Moffitt with 2, Sean Jones and Bailey Green both with 3. So here's Zach Smith to the line. Folks, if you like local wrestling, tomorrow at Unitigo, starting at 10 a.m., is the MAC Championships for Wrestling. Zach Smith hits the first shot. We're going to have online updates for you tomorrow. If you follow us on Facebook, the WCDO Facebook page, I'll be posting results there as often as I can, pictures as well, as a second shot coming here for Zach Smith. And this one off the mark, no good. Sydney the rebound. I'll also be posting updates on Twitter. If you like to jump on the Twitter universe, you can follow me there, at Nate Lull, N-A-T-E-L-U-L-L. We'll have the updates tomorrow from Unitigo. The MAC Wrestling Championship should be a great day starting around 10 a.m. We'll have those online updates, Facebook and Twitter, for you. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. 64-28 the score. Sydney on top here on senior night as they work the ball back out to Trevor Dutton. Inside for Tom Hoskins and back out for McMillan. Tries a three off the mark, no good. He'll get a rebound, though, and pass one over. Far side for Dutton, and that one is good. Trevor Dutton with 6 points here tonight. And Dutton is just a sophomore. We'll be seeing a lot more of him in the future, I'm sure. 1:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 67-28. BG with the ball as they go right to left. Here's Trevor Hallequist, just a freshman, to the line off the free throw line. Dribbles to the hole, misses the shot, no good. Sydney back the other way. And here's Dutton with another shot, buries it. Trevor Dutton now with 8 as we're under a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Nice little showing off the bench tonight for the 6-foot sophomore. And here's Zach Smith looking to add to his total. Bang from downtown. Zach Smith with 16 tonight here for BG. And it's 69-31 with 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Riley Howland. Baseline jumper, no good. Howland fighting for the rebound. He's on the floor, picks it up. Good hustle there, but BG will steal it away. Now Bailey Green loses it for BG. Ball still loose on the floor. Howland to the line, and he's fouled. Boy, Riley Howland with 27 seconds, giving it all he's got. 69-31 the score. Sydney on top, and Howland will go to the line to shoot two. Howland still looking for his first points of the night here. It'd be nice for the senior to get in the scorebook here in his last game at home. First shot off the mark, no good. Howland can't get it to fall, and all his teammates coming over, giving him a quick word of encouragement. He's shaking his head, saying, I can't buy a basket here, folks. Howland to the line. Second shot is good. Rattles in, much to the delight of everybody here at Sydney High School. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 70-31, Sydney on top of BG. Here's Dylan Moffitt. Nice cut to the hole for BG. Can't get the shot to go. Ball is loose on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession will stay with BG with 14 seconds to go. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give away our three awards here tonight, brought to you by NBT, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, NBT Bank, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. 10 seconds to go. Zach Smith trying one more three-pointer here for BG. Misses this one off the mark. Nice rebound, though, for Dylan Moffitt. Lost it. Sydney ahead to half court. And that's going to do it for tonight's ball game. Sydney is going to win on senior night, 70-31. They win in convincing fashion here tonight. And they'll have one more contest. They got to play Oxford next week, and then we'll get to see what the seedings are here for the MAC playoffs. It's going to be an exciting week next week. So the final score, Sydney 70, BG 31, boys MAC basketball action here tonight. We'll be right back with the postgame show. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live Tri-Town Basketball tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, the final here on Senior Night. The Sydney boys win 70-31. Excellent showing. Everything went right tonight here for Sydney as they win here on their home floor for the last time in the regular season. I have a feeling we might see them back here next week for the MAC playoffs, but again, we don't know who they're going to play yet, so make sure you stay tuned to WCDOsports.com. We'll have those matchups for you next week. Let's run through tonight's scoring summary. First for BG, they're led by 16 points from Zach Smith. Excellent night for the senior guard for BG. Kyle Hanvey chips in with 2. Ryan Jones, 5. Dylan Moffitt, 2. Sean Jones, 3. Bailey Green with 3. And again, we'll see this BG squad on Monday night as they will travel up for a battle with Tri-Valley rival Gilbertsville Mount Upton. So that'll be a good game. We'll have that one for you live here on CDO from GMU. Should be a good game. And for Sydney tonight, they are led by Wyatt McKee and Nick Mino, both with 17 points tonight. 3 guys in double figures. That also includes Zach Green with 11 points, Riley Howland with 1, Trey Larson with 6, Alex Hoskins with 3, Trevor Dutton with 2 three-pointers and finishes with 8 points on the night here for Sydney. Anthony Ruling with 2 and Brandon Bissett with 2. Almost everybody who got in the ball game tonight scored a bucket. Kyle Smith, Kyle McMillan, and Kyle Smith weren't able to score here tonight, but everybody got some great playing time and got a chance to throw it up and try to get some points on tonight as Sydney wins here 70-31. That's the scoring summary for tonight's contest. All right, let's do our 3 awards here tonight. First, we'll do our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Zach Smith here tonight from BG. Had a team-high 16 points. Just thought he was real consistent out there and did everything he could to put the points up on the board here tonight for BG. He gets our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, Zach Smith from Bainbridge Guilford. Our Dynamic Defense Award tonight is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Tonight we'll give that award to Nick Mino here of Sydney. Yes, he had 17 points, but boy, I thought he was absolutely terrific in the full court press. Got a lot of steals, and maybe he didn't finish the layup, but he was passing it to somebody like Zach Green, Trevor Dutton, Alex Hoskins, Tom Hoskins. Those guys were allowed to run down the floor tonight and get some great breakaway shots, all because of the good defense tonight here of Nick Mino. Finally, ACCO Brands of Sydney, our all-purpose award. And ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that tonight here to Wyatt McKee of Sydney. He had 17 points, thought he was an absolute beast on the glass as well. Just an excellent performance overall from Wyatt McKee. You know, we talk a lot about how Sydney goes is what Nick Mino does, but I think that also applies to Wyatt McKee. When he has a quiet night, Sydney struggles. When he has a good night, Sydney seems to really get off and running. And when McKee is controlling the glass and getting those inside buckets, it's an excellent night for Sydney, as evidenced here tonight as they win 70-31. So they move to 9-1 in the MAC standings. BG falls to 4-6. Certainly BG, a team that is on the rise, and I'm excited to see them on Monday night as they take on GMU. I'm expecting a close game up there as they go up to take on the Raiders. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, the final. Sydney wins 70-31 on senior night. Nice for all the seniors to get in and get some good playing time here tonight for head coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. I'm Nate Lowell. Remember, wrestling coverage tomorrow on the WCDO Facebook page and Twitter page. We'll see you next week for more hoops. I'm Nate Lowell for WCDO Sports.